Joining us today here on Michigan Ag Today is Christian McGuire, technical agronomist based in northern Michigan for Channel Seed. And USDA is not putting out any crop progress updates because of the federal government shutdown. So we don't have any updated harvest progress numbers to pass along. But I'm kind of curious, Christian, how corn and soybean crops and the harvest is coming along in your neck of the woods so far here this week.
I would say we are well ahead of average harvest progress, especially for soybeans in my territory. I feel like there's more soybeans off than any year in the past 5 years, at least. As far as corn goes, silage is about wrapped up and a lot of high moisture corn coming off. But, you know, no true grain corn coming off, to my knowledge, at this point yet.
Christian, are you seeing any disease pressure or any drought stress? I know that you had a little bit of rain showers here recently, much needed to kind of keep the dust down and kind of keep the field fires and combine fires to a minimum. But anything that you can pass along in terms of any challenges that you've seen here recently regarding harvest?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's no secret that much of the state was definitely in a drought state for most of September, right when we needed some rains to fill the pods on those top soybeans. So I would say the top end is maybe not there in some of our soybean fields where we were expecting it. But overall, still a pretty good harvest for soybeans. Just doing, hand checks on some corn. Obviously, no large acres have come off on corn. I expect corn to be a little closer to an average year, not necessarily hurt as bad as the drought from what I'm seeing. But soybeans certainly, had the top end of yield taken off of them because of the drought stress. Looking at diseases, I would say there's patches that still got enough moisture to have some white mold in soybeans. And then, of course, tar spot was certainly out there, but I don't feel like it affected corn. It ran out of gas just like the corn did with the drought stress. So I don't feel like that was as much of an issue this year.
So, Christian, even with the drought stress and some disease pressure, how have yields for both corn and soybeans been coming along so far?
I think soybeans are probably average to below average. Just the drought stress really hit them. They needed some late season rains to kind of fill up at the top. And we just didn't get that across most of the territory. So pretty average on soybeans. I expect corn to be kind of on the higher end of average, with yields looking, pretty good depending on what average is in your area. But, not nearly as affected by the drought as the soybeans would be.
And so I'm curious, Christian, what advice you have for Michigan farmers as now that harvest is in full gear. I know that it's been rather dry, and we've been blessed with a lot of solid dry days to get a lot of this harvest wrapped up and taken care of. But what advice do you have for farmers as they try to get harvest completed and possibly put a bow on soybean harvest and really kind of getting corn harvest underway here?
Well, I'm no equipment expert by any means, but I would just say we did get a couple of good rains here just this week to dry some things or wet some things down for us. But just make sure those combines are greased up, try to mitigate any fire risk because we're going to dry right back out, and we just want to make sure we have a safe fall here for everybody. So just take your time. We're well ahead of what we typically are, and things will move ahead.
Once again, Christian McGuire, technical agronomist for Channel Seed, based out of northern Michigan. And Christian, thank you so much for joining us here on Michigan Ag Today.
Thank you.